Now, also in the news today, Tiger Airways' future in Australia remains unclear because the air safety regulator is asking the federal court today to extend the ban on the airline's domestic flights until the end of the month. The airline's CEO, Crawford Ricks, resigned within hours of that announcement. And the safety regulator says it needs more time to investigate safety concerns. The Federal Health Minister Nicola Roxon is denying that she's caved into the states on key elements of the health reform deal. The government will now leave it up to the states to decide how they meet a four-hour time limit for emergency department admissions. And the government's also removed a requirement for the states to pay for private elective surgery if a patient waits too long. Bali Nine member Muran Sukumaran has lost his final appeal against his death sentence for heroin smuggling. This follows a similar rejection for fellow Bali Nine member Andrew Chan last month. Both will now face the firing squad unless Indonesia's president grants them clemency. The federal government's plan to send asylum seekers to Malaysia is facing a second High Court challenge. An Afghan asylum seeker being held on Christmas Island is challenging the government's right to detain people without determining their refugee status. Lawyers for a woman and a child also being detained on Christmas Island launched a separate High Court challenge last month.